Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And good morning again. And buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And that's the Spanish for good morning.
Yes.
Well, grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And because he is risen, life and joy can be possible amid all the fears that takes over all of us. Fear and joy are much of what we find in our gospel story in this Easter Sunday. We find guards filled with fear. They faint in terror, becoming like dead men. A fear that began with a sudden earthquake occurred. Then they saw an angel of God descend from heaven and roll back the stone of the tomb where Jesus was buried and then sat on this stone. I don't know how many of you connect with this fear, but I can certainly connect with this fear. I can connect with the fear that comes from experiencing an earthquake. I grew up in Mexico City. I was born and raised there, and so I actually grew up with quite a bit of earthquakes. And let me tell you, they are terrifying. When I was 1 year old, in 1985, now you know my age, one of the most devastating earthquakes occurred in Mexico City. And in this earthquake, 10,000 people died, 30,000 injured, and thousands became homeless. My parents hid my siblings and I under a bed, and I don't remember, of course, but that must have been really scary for my parents. I don't remember since I was 1 year old, but I'm thinking about all my earthquake experiences. I do remember this one earthquake when I was in middle school. And what I remember is that I was at school in Mexico City, and all of a sudden, a really high magnitude earthquake occurred. All the students went out to the center of the school and sat on the ground, and we were all terrified. And it was a long, long earthquake. We felt the ground shake up and down and then side by side and then circular. It was one of the most terrifying experiences I remember with earthquakes. Friends around me were crying. But yet, in the midst of this terrifying experience, I also found comfort and peace. My brother, I remember, came to look for my sister. And they both, then once he found my sister, they both look for me, and we found ourselves together, and we sat together. I remember my sister crying and my brother trying to calm her down. That fear was overwhelming. But in reflecting on that day, I was glad that they were near me, and I think that they were glad that I was there with them. So knowing that I was not alone, that gave me a sense of peace and comfort, knowing that there was a community around me in the midst of these terrifying events. Fear was what took over the guards when they witnessed the angel descending in the midst of this great earthquake. Fear also filled Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who also were there, right in front of the tomb. They also witnessed an angel removing the stone from the tomb where Jesus was. But in the midst of this terrifying experience, the angel of the Lord said to these women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, but he has been raised. Do not be afraid." The angel gives these terrified women words of comfort and peace. They had come filled with grief, mourning. So you could imagine the joy that this message brought to these two Marys. So my question to you is, have you ever been in a similar situation? Have you ever gone through a terrifying experience? And in reflecting on that, have you ever been able to find a sense of comfort and peace in that moment? Maybe you have remembered words from a scripture. Maybe a church community has provided a sense of calmness to you in the midst of all that, letting you know that you are not alone. When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were comforted by the message of the angel and heard the joyous good news of the resurrection of Christ, they left the tomb, but still filled with fear and joy. They were still filled with fear. And it is here where the risen Christ meets both of them. While they are still fearful, the risen Christ meets these two Marys. And our gospel narrative says that as they were on their way to share the message of the resurrection, the risen Christ appeared to them with a greeting of peace. And once again, with this message, do not be afraid. And that is the message of the risen Christ that offers us today. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I don't know about you, but sometimes I am filled with much fear. Despite my faith and hope and joy, there are many forces, powers at play in our world today. We continue to experience terrifying events in our lives. Going through the pandemic was a terrifying thing. A recent school shooting once again filled a lot of parents with much fear and terror. So the message of the risen Christ for us is to not be afraid, for I am with you. God in Christ continues to meet us amid our daily fears, bringing us joy to remind us that God is with us, that we are not alone, and that life is possible amid fear. Dave Lewis, who is a Lutheran seminary professor, points out in his commentary on this text that it is striking that the announcement of the resurrection to the two Marys does not take away all their fears, but rather it enables them to keep the faith amid their fears, to do their duty and share the good news despite their anxiety. And he also says the gospel gives us the ability to keep our feet amid the tremors and enables us not just to persevere, but even to flourish when life is difficult. Fear will continue to challenge us, but fear will not prevail, but hope and faith and joy will prevail. May you find the joy and peace of the risen Christ in this season of Easter. Have a blessed Easter, and may we continue to share the peace that comes from the risen Christ, because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. I will invite you to stand for our